Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit. Hello again, friends. Welcome inside the Riverland Roofing Studios just off the Oxford Square. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. It's another edition of Rebel Gamers here on Talk of Champions, powered as always by Riverland. And I got Bryson Sanders, Ole Miss's new starting center veteran for this program. Been here for multiple years now, now taking over as the starting center. And we're going to play our third a rendition edition of Rebel Gamers, and it's the third game of Ole Miss season, Arkansas and Ole Miss. It's college football 26. I splurged, Bryson. I went for the early release stuff, and I was like, man, I'm going to get ahead of the game. When I tell you, I just don't got it no more. Now, you say you play on Xbox, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so could I have somewhat of an advantage here?
I'm not the best, so.
Come on, you're pretty good, though.
I'm all right. I'm actually not the best.
When did you get into it? Just when it came back out? Did you play it at all?
I played back on PS3, NCAA 14. I used to play it all the time. So
the GOAT.
Yeah.
The GOAT. Sure. Mainly because like it had to survive for so long by itself. Dude, I kept refreshing the rosters in 2014. I loved that game, bro.
It was awesome.
This one is a little bit different. Raven Collins got me in the first one. Like I was Georgia State in my defense. He was Ole Miss and it was 83-23.
Yeah, it won't be like that.
But here's the problem. I played Carter Short. Great dude to talk to. Yeah, long snapper. Great dude, man.
Yeah, he is.
And like he had a great story about, and go watch that one. I mean, he was an Alabama legacy that went to Alabama. Loved Nick, like, and Nick Saban's his coach for a year. Tells him straight up, man, you ain't going to play here. You better get in the portal. But how Nick Saban helped him. Really cool story. He never plays video games, Bryce. I only beat him 31-3. That's bad.
You blew him out, though.
On paper.
Yeah.
But it was 3-0 for way too long. And you know what I mean? For way too long. So now Bryson Sanders and I will be playing Ole Miss versus Arkansas. And just going to have some fun with it as we get ready for the 2025 season. We both agree that we're going to play it on All-American instead of Heisman. You know, it's
more
just
fun.
It's more fun. Yeah. It's more fun. Why are we not advancing?
Oh, I guess I'd.
Oh, yeah, you got to do it too. Okay. We're off to a rousing start. What are y'all doing right now as far as football and stuff? Where did you go? Y'all got some time away, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a week off. What was that? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went down to Florida for a couple of days with my family and girlfriend.
Nice.
So just a little
good
break.
Away.
So it was fun.
Well, ever since you've gotten back, what have y'all been up to? Look at that. That's not far along now. I think it's only 7 Saturdays this Saturday.
Yeah, It's flying by.
Seven Saturdays. Yeah. Your first time when you ran out of the tunnel, what was it like for you? There you are, 62. Yeah, I saw you, dude.
Oh, it was awesome, especially the first SEC game at night. We have a lot of night games this year, so it'll be fun.
Yeah. I'll never forget because in recruiting, Bryson was – he was a guy that was highly recruited, could have gone any number of places, and you picked Ole Miss mainly because why? Do you remember?
My relationship with the coaches, and I just loved Oxford. And I felt like there wasn't that many distractions here, so it would just allow me to focus on football and school. And I just liked it best out of every other place.
Did you grow up a fan of another of a school or anything like that?
I grew up an Alabama fan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you're from Tennessee, though.
I am.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of family from Alabama. My grandparents were huge Alabama fans. My mom grew up an Alabama fan. So I just grew up around that. And it was a fun time being Alabama,
yeah,
obviously.
When did Ole Miss really become like an option? Like, when did you start to learn about Ole Miss? Because now you got all the gear on. You know, you got the hat.
They were my first offer after my sophomore season. So, you know, ever since then, I kind of followed them. It's been an awesome journey since then.
Okay. Oh, good. You're going to run that down my throat. Oh, dude. Out of his shoes.
First play.
Okay. Let me just say. That was awesome.
First play.
Well, I was running cover three because I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to. That's good, though. Ole Miss is ahead on the first play. Arkansas. And by the way, I know it can already be is already to be asked to me because y'all see this big A sitting right here. He just talked about Alabama. You're like, Ben, you're wearing an Alabama shirt. This is the Braves.
Yeah,
we suck. Really suck this year.
They do. I'm a huge Braves fan.
See, I knew that. Yeah. And that's why I bring it up. So this is a Braves shirt. Bryson's a Braves guy.
Pretty bad.
Well, and it makes no sense because it's like the lineup, all of them. Ozzie, the regression. Mm-hmm. Michael Harris across the board, dude, has been just atrocious. I cannot believe I just gave up a long run to start this game. I was excited because I was like, oh, because all Raymond did was pass and not punt. You know what I mean? Like he was playing like he was playing a Make-A-Wish kid. All right, here we go. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We're fine. We're fine. It's only 7-0. We want Ole Miss to win the game anyway. All right, so what have y'all been doing these last couple of days anyway? I kind of interrupt you there.
We're just lifting, doing some runs, some drills. It's not too bad right now. Just coaches have most of July off, so we're just really with the strength coaches right now and just getting ready for fall camp, getting our bodies ready, conditioning outside in the heat a little bit.
What's what about gains for you? What have you been like trying to work on specifically and just for you this offseason as far as, you know, it's the bigger, faster and stronger crap that no one really cares about, I know, but like for you, what was the main priority, you know? They didn't have my quarterback glass, so I had to go with the draw, you know?
I've been mainly focused on just my pass pro at center, just working on that a little bit, something I struggled with in the spring and from last year, so just working on that and just, you know, working on conditioning and just getting ready to play every snap.
What was it like waiting, you know, because that had to be difficult, but like when waiting your turn, you got action special teams, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I was on punt last year, but yeah, it is hard to wait. I mean, just to be on the sidelines watching them out there.
Oh, that was, I should have gone. Oh, good. Hey, but here's the thing. I saw a guy that was actually open too late. Again, I'm 40 years old. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. Anyways, what was it like to wait?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to play. I mean, that's why I play football, to be on the field. But I got to learn behind some great players. And just the last 2 years have really helped me develop and to the player I am today. And it's going to help me, you know, this year, gaining experience from all the other players.
Ooh. Now, I could have sworn that I did a user catch on that. I could have sworn. What makes you feel like you're ready? Like in the spring, we've talked about this before. The spring was something that like, you weren't healthy, you know what I mean? Yeah. And like for you, you're stepping into a starting spot. You don't get to step into it immediately. How difficult was that? And you feel 100% now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that sucked. I mean, one day before practice started, got a little hurt. And no, especially since I'm about to, you know, I was going to be in the first role. Just ruined my month, basically. That was horrible. But I'm healthy now. I feel good. And I got to practice the last 2 or 3 weeks of spring, so I feel good now.
Get there. Was it the right pass at least?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, look, I'm punting. I don't care anymore. Look, I'm not going to pretend like I'm good at this game. I'm just going to try to keep it close, okay? I swear I threw that ball pretty good, I thought. And I'm also going with a guy I don't think is particularly accurate in this game, even though he's a great runner. Y'all played him last year, Torin Green.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I've really got to break down and tackle. I'm not doing a good job of that. I feel like
defense is hard.
It's hard, and I've only been playing Road to Glory. You saw my stupid makeup, you know, my made up player that I did, and yeah, buddy, it's time comes first all, but it's really come for me quick in NCAA football. Hey, look, I broke down and tackled. You proud of me?
That was good.
You ran an RPO on me?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it was, and you went at the guy I was defending.
That's why I went there.
See? You son of a gun. What do you like about this team right now? What's it been like? I know there's a lot of new pieces, but y'all are used to that, right? I mean, this is not new to y'all. So what's it been like getting to know the new guys? What are the new guys? What are your impressions of the new guys?
Oh,
we both went up at the same time. That was pretty competitive.
I thought I had it. I love the guys we brought in. But, well, obviously, I spend more time on the offensive side. So, but all the guys we brought in the O-line room, I mean, everyone just wants to work and compete and just be the best version of ourselves. And, you know, all the running backs we brought in, all the wide receivers we brought in, all the tight ends. I mean, we got a great
offense. Ran cover three on 3rd and 3.
It was wide open.
I honestly, again, I start asking questions, then I start clicking buttons. That's really the problem here. Yeah, Patrick Kudus is a guy that came over from Arkansas. Oh, yeah. You know him well. He's your backup too, but also the starting. I mean, heck, he's the starting right guard right now. What are your impressions of him, and just like what he can mean for the offensive line? Because you know, y'all replacing a lot, but I mean, Diego, there's a lot of belief in Diego, a lot of belief in Jaden if they're healthy. Just what do you think about Patrick and what he's added to the room?
Oh, he's a great player. I mean, he's obviously has experience in the SEC. He's been playing the last 2 years at Arkansas, but you know, just his technicalities on the offensive line, he's super smart, really good player, and he's also a really good guy to be around. So it's been fun having him around.
Oh gosh, stay with him, Ben. Oh, see, I thought you were going.
Oh my God! I tried.
Oh, Jane, no!
Oh my God!
If Jane can stay healthy, he could apparently pick up a fumble and advance it 20 yards.
That'd be awesome if that happened in real life.
Well, here's the thing. Have you ever got, like, offensive lineman, you don't get the glory. I'm a former terrible offensive lineman, right? We all know how that, doesn't matter.
Caden, honey.
Honeycomb's got he's got the route tree. He's a route wizard, man.
He's awesome.
Going to SEC Media Days next week. We will be there with the Riverland branding for the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Definitive on 3. I haven't stopped him once. It's so far not good. We're not even in at the end of the first quarter, and it's already getting blowout territory for your friend Ben. In my defense, I thought I finally made a play to get a turnover. Didn't happen. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. RiverlandRoofing.com. I just want to get back to the 20, and I can't. It's almost as if I need to give up on this. I've been telling Ole Miss fans, too, I want to set up like an NCAA college football 26. Okay. Are we doing this now? Okay. Here we go. Watch what I do. Watch what God did. Just get rid of it.
I thought I was going
to
have that.
Honestly, I was going to throw it away, but then at this point, I'm just you know, clinging to hope and a prayer. It's really bad for me. But anyway, SEC Media Days, we'll be there with the Riverland Roofing signage. Caden Lee's going. Austin Simmons is going. Who else is going? TJ Dottery, Bull Dottery's going as well. What have you thought about Austin Simmons' offseason, how he's kind of like equipped himself as far as being – when it's you, I wanted to do it to you, but you did to me. Yeah. What's his offseason been like? I mean, that's your quarterback, so you're going to be snapping to. What do you think about how he's kind of handled himself this offseason?
No, he's progressed great, not only as a quarterback, but as a leader. He's trying to be more vocal, and, you know, he's leading the team great. You know, when we need to speak – oh, are you kidding me? That's a horrible call. Pass interference.
But also a good comeback route against single coverage. Yeah. You know, I would like to say I schemed that open. I did not.
Well, no, he's been progressing awesome. And just as a leader as well and a quarterback, he's going to have a great year, I think.
As for you, when you're out for the spring, I mean, y'all snapped to each other all year last year. What's that chemistry like? And you know, how have y'all developed it over time?
Yeah, I mean, the chemistry. Oh.
You knew what I was going to do. See, I can do it too to you. No, I didn't. I just juked right into it.
Chemistry is awesome. I mean, since we don't, unlike a lot of other teams, we barely go under center. So I feel like it I can really snap to anyone, honestly, because everything's in the shotgun. So, but, you know, if we do go under center, I mean, we practice it millions of times over the last 2 years, so wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. Were you a natural center, or did you get moved to center at Ole Miss? I can't remember.
I mean, in high school, I played tackle and guard, and when I got here, I was at first at guard and then switched me to center, but I've basically been a center the last 3 years.
When did it become natural to you? You know, when did you start?
It took a while. I mean, that the first fall camp of my true freshman year, playing center, it was hard because I couldn't snap.
Bull got him one of the SEC media days anyway. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
You know, snap, everyone thinks snapping is super easy, but you know, when you got Big Zay lining across from you, you got to snap and make a call at the same time. It's hard.
And so, then block,
yes,
that big 6'7" behemoth.
Yeah. So, you know, it took me all the fall camp. I struggled with it. And then, oh
my God. I'm playing like a little kid. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We're moving. Okay. See, I'm just desperate right now. All right. So when did it click in? When you're like, okay,
this is. I feel like last fall is really when I started to get the hang of it. Last fall camp, I really progressed well and started to be, oh my gosh.
Option. I'm going to spam you with options.
Fumble.
Like, I really feel I'm waiting for the bottom to fall out of this drive for me.
I'm just going to get coach suggestions.
Just go with whatever
coach. I'm not the best at defense.
Well, again, I don't know what to call on defense because I just haven't played. Even when I was playing 2014, it was like Dynasty and I would sim the defense. Dude, not that I love defense. It's just like, glory.
Yeah.
I'm a former offensive lineman. You can sympathize with this, bro.
100%.
You know what I'm talking about. We want to be the frigging quarterback. And only one time in my life did I get close to scoring a touchdown, and it was falling on a fumble in the end zone, and Antonio Collins beat me to it. Have you ever gotten to feel the glory?
I scored one touchdown, sixth grade, fumble, scoop, recovery touchdown.
Oh, God. I tried to throw it away, too. Man, I didn't even remember what I called. So you score. What was the scoop? You said scoop and score?
Yeah, scoop and score.
Let's go.
30 yards, I think. Back when I was kind of could run a little bit.
So last fall camp is when you kind of started to feel natural after a couple years at center.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of being guard tackle? Was it the pulling?
I feel like at guard, pulling, but no, we might pull a center a little bit this year, so we'll see.
Oh, don't tease me with a good time. You know, I didn't even like that was a foreign concept to me until I saw like Jason Kelce do it once. Oh, I'm like, yeah. we're pulling centers now. Yeah.
Oh, he's the best.
He was
insane. The type of athlete he is.
That's what I'm running.
I forgot what I called, honestly.
Man, this is not a great. Maybe a prayer. Should I make him work? No, I'm getting on the board. I'm getting on the board. I'm Sam Pittman, man. Oh, gosh, I forgot that kicking's impossible now. Okay, here we go. Look what God did.
You got it. Oh, my God. I ran to the kicker. I gave you a freebie.
How did I miss that, though? I thought
that was good, too. I ran to the kicker.
Okay, well, hey, we get another try at it then. We get another try.
Should be first and goal, right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was first and goal from the four the first time you took me back 7 yards. All right. Let's see what we can figure out here. See, I thought I knew this playbook, and the more I read it, the more I realized I didn't know what this was. I got Oklahoma.
You switched the play. I was about to say, I don't know who Arkansas's OC is.
Get upfield.
Big Zay.
Big Zay just totally stuffed that.
Oh, no, that was Princewell.
Oh, yeah, we're number one now. Switched already from 16 back to one. Keeping it in the family. Of the newcomers, once you got back, those guys like Deshaun Womack, Princewell, who was the hardest? Like, who's the first one? You're like, oh, dang, this guy's got some.
Well, I don't know if I've really gone against any of them because they're all defensive ends. We didn't bring in any interior linemen.
How about William Eccles? What does he look like?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's going to be a great player. I mean, he's only a sophomore this year, so, I mean, he's going to be a great player.
Well, that's what's so wild to what? How?
Oh my God.
How did that happen?
That's funny.
I don't know how to kick here in this game. Like, even when I did it right, look, you saw it. It didn't work.
I thought that was in.
Okay, I'm just going to kick it.
See, that's good.
That's what I did with the friggin'. It doesn't matter. I'm on the board. I'm not going to get goose egged. That's what I'm happy about. This is Talk of Champions Rebel Gamers. This is Ole Miss Center, Bryson Sanders, starting for the first time for Ole Miss Center this year. Yeah, I'm going with coach's suggestions too. We talked about Caden Lee and his ability as a route runner, but what impresses you for about him as a leader and just kind of how
he's... I don't know why I did that.
Oh no!
Oh my, Austin I got has a cannon. Oh my! Austin has a cannon in this game. Holy!
Ooh. Does he have that kind of cannon in real life?
Oh, he does. But I didn't know people could throw that far in this game.
Holy crap!
That was a dot.
Replay that, because look, I went up for the ball.
Yeah.
No, that was
honeycomb again.
He can route everybody up, man. That's the oh crap! I don't even know what it called. Go get him.
Oh,
and he caught it, and he caught a friggin' screen against he called the screen against my blitz. He called what I was doing. And fortunately, my guys made some plays. But what makes him such a good leader, man? Because I lost a lot, but like he's a guy that's like coming back and returning in a room that's now stacked. Like what do you like about Caden and kind of just how he's established himself in the locker room, losing a lot of leadership and stuff like that?
He's not really a vocal leader, but he leads by example. He does all the right things. And
kind of like you.
Yeah. And you know, he was my roommate when we first got here, when we both came in. Oh my gosh.
Oh, he was your roommate.
Yeah. We were roommates when we first got here early, and he's my roommate. He's been my roommate the last 2 years. So I know him really well, and he's just awesome guy to be around. He's pretty quiet. He just does his thing.
That's the thing. He's ever since I've known him, comes from a great family. His mother's wonderful.
Yeah, awesome.
Like he's just as solid as heck, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a trip that y'all roomed together. What's your greatest memory of rooming? Oh crap! I'm the one returning, you dumbass. Oh, did anything crazy happen rooming with Caden Lee? Y'all together?
Not really. We're both just
chill
people, introverted people. So I mean, we both had when we first got here early. We both had girlfriends that obviously weren't here yet, so I mean we wouldn't really
leaned on each other though.
Yeah, we just chilled in our rooms together, especially first time freshman being here. We kind of just helped each other out, navigate all the things.
Oh man, okay, I gotta get back on the, like, we got 2.5 minutes till halftime. I gotta get something going here, bro. I don't think I'm just gonna show you what I'm doing just so I could remember for myself. That's okay. Hey, get on the ball, guys. Get on the ball, Razorbacks. Whoa, Pig Sue. Here we go. I don't even know what I'm doing. Here we go. We're in.
Oh, I didn't mean it.
I'll show you what I'm doing, bro.
Oh, I think I'm supposed to have the man. Oh, my. I did not mean to switch on that.
Hey.
That was horrible.
I'm glad you did. Again, though, you're an Xbox guy.
Yeah.
You're an Xbox guy.
I'm also just not a defensive guy.
Well, look, you broke one off on me on the very first play from scrimmage. Looks like... Oh crap! I thought he got out of bounds. What is happening? So now you're gonna be able to load up with a great like secondary spot, or you know, you put cover six.
Let's do a little load front.
And I don't even remember what I call it. Here we go. Oh, he fumbled too.
What a hit stick!
Finally got you a fumble too. You've been calling a fumble for every tackle. Of those newcomers, though, like, who's really impressed? I know all of them have been impressed in their own kind of ways, but, like, who's really stuck out to you? Who really shined in spring, and who's been a workout warrior, all those kind of things?
I think Deshaun Stribling, wide receiver. I think he's going to be a great player. I mean, as a newcomer, he's on the leadership council we have, so it's just his worth ethic. He just comes out every day trying to compete, and he's going to be a great player.
He was Oklahoma State's leading receiver last year. He's supposed to be a leading receiver for Ole Miss this year too.
Yeah, I mean he's a huge target. I mean he's pretty tall. He's like 6'4", I think.
I think I slid my protection away from where you were blitzing.
I didn't even blitz. I was just four man.
Oh,
rush.
Just four man rush.
Yeah, I got there.
Well, that's pathetic. Run that clock, Woo Pig Suey. You know I shouldn't have said anything. Now you can call a timeout if you wanted to.
Nah. I'll let you run it down.
Thank you, man. Good, because I wanted to ask you about, you said Dejon Stribling, he's been the guy that stood out to you. What, any other guys like that? This really
Keywon Lacy, running back room. He's very fast. I think he's going to be a great running back for us.
He was at that college corner thing for Double Decker, man. It was really cool getting to know him. He's got a really cool story. Ole Miss desperately wanted him out of high school, ends up going to Missouri. Now he's, I broke down, strafe! Now he's coming here to potentially be Ole Miss's starting running back. Obviously, a great overhaul room. You're talking about Logan Diggs is healthy. Praise God for that. You know, yep. And then Shekai Mills-Knight and a number of others. What do you think about what you saw from Kiwan and kind of how he came along in the spring and what he could be for Ole Miss next year in a leading role?
Yeah, he's a great person off the field as well, and he's going to be
I'm doing the Monty Kiffin Tampa 2 that was popularized by your dad for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's what I'm rolling with from now on.
What a block.
Now the guy controlling the sticks has got to make a play. I brought him back inside.
Yeah, Kiwan Lacy is going to be a great player, though. He's very fast, so it's going to be nice out of the backfield. Some outside runs with him. It's going to be good.
Yeah, the running game last year was such a point of contention. What, from y'all's vantage point, why didn't it really click?
I can't really say. I mean, I wasn't on the field, so I let those guys speak for that.
Oh, no, you caught it while I'm...
Oh, what? Oh, I thought I clicked X. I'll take it.
Okay, I'm getting out of the cover two zone. Oh, good gravy, man. And you like gave me this nice, polite answer and then immediately going into just ripping my heart out down the field. I swear if you read... I'm just playing defense.
Oh, I did not see that defender there.
He still caught it. That's ridiculous.
Who was that?
Caden.
Is that Honey?
No. Oh, it's Harrison.
That's Trey.
There he is. He impressed me in the spring.
Let's go for two.
You son of a gun. He impressed me in the spring.
Yeah. Our wide receiver in this year is stacked.
It's going to be a real competition to get balls, man. Like, yeah. Caleb Cunningham's a former five-star. He's now in town and going through stuff. Winston Watkins looked good in the spring.
Former hog. Oh, well, I keep thinking I press X, but I'll take it.
And you keep getting it anyway.
I'll try to throw it to Luke.
And he keeps scoring. Anyway. I had double coverage on that, man.
That's our wide receiver room.
That's the wide receiver, the Ole Miss wide receiver room. But, yeah. Man, I might take a knee to take this in a half. I'm going to be 25-6. This is not fun for me, you know? The thing is, I feel like I've gotten better, but I haven't. All right, here we go. I'm going to figure – you're just going with coaches' selection suggestions based off of what I call. Thing is I'm really trying to do it all, and it's not – I'm not doing anything well. There it is. The best play I got in my playbook. Scramble and get out of bounds. You frigging clown. Is there any game in particular, the opener? Obviously, your first game starting will be the one you look most forward to. Yeah. But any other games that are kind of circled for you?
I think Kentucky, just because the first SEC game. It'll be my first SEC game, first one on the road as well. So I love that we're playing SEC game week two, so I think it'll be awesome.
Week two and week three goes Georgia State, then Kentucky and Arkansas.
I think it'll be good for not only our team, but for me as well, just to kind of jump into the fire and get ready for the SEC.
Despite missing time in the spring and not really getting the full allotment of practices and all that kind of stuff, I mean, do you feel like ready? I mean, you got to be chomping at the bit. To get after it, man, to like finally get out there.
No, I'm ready for sure. I mean, we have a long fall camp too as well. So I think it'll prepare me.
What with fall camp, man, the player, like, does anybody really love fall camp at first?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, we're just there all day. It's just a lot, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's still football. So, I mean, I love it just cause it's, what I love to do.
Get in there. Hey, that was a good finally.
That was a good drive.
We got something on the board to make it look semi-respectable. It's still an ass kicking.
You get ball half, I think.
Okay, what am I doing?
I didn't look on that one. I was paying attention.
I'm never kicking a field goal ever again. I'm never even gonna try. Thing is, I've left you time in 8 seconds. You can do a lot of 8 seconds against me.
I don't know if you'll do anything.
How have I missed two extra points? Even when you think you're making progress, you're probably just going to take a knee, aren't you? Respectably. No, he's not. Is Xavier Harris in here?
Is he?
Zay in here running this? No, dude. What?
I think Zay just threw the ball.
Did you know you had him in there?
Yeah, yeah, I did. Because actually,
he's got a cannon.
I looked at the other day to see who was in there because I knew they put in a new formation just for Ole Miss.
Yeah, that was the JJ Pegues thing. Who are the candidates to take over?
I have no clue. We'll
hey,
see.
Look, I'm just saying, Bryson Sanders could carry it.
Oh, I wish. Just give up.
Only scored one touchdown in his life, sixth grade. But I'm saying, get the rock one time. Yeah. You know, hit the hole, maybe.
He's gonna play center.
Cooters could do it for a snap. You know, you're the do-it-all.
I don't trust myself with the ball.
Well, that's different. You know, hold it high and tight. You know that basics.
I don't want to get tackled. I'll let someone else do that.
See, that's the thing. The worst thing about being an offensive lineman is you don't get any glory. But the best thing about being an offensive lineman is that, like, you don't ever get hit. Yeah. You can just always
getting
hit.
Tackled sucks.
Yeah.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego chicken sandwich, Fuego fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
So Kentucky because of what
first
happened.
First SEC game, yeah.
And also what happened last year.
For sure.
I mean, that's got to be something y'all still on the team. Are you bringing pressure?
No, I'm not. That was only a three-man pressure.
How are we? Is their offensive line just get destroyed?
They don't have Patrick.
Well said. Or Jalen Braxton. Or Luke Haas.
Yeah.
Luke Haas is another guy that's been impressive. Yeah.
Pick.
Did I get illegal touching?
Yeah, it went out of bounds.
When does that ever happen in this game?
Never.
It just did with your friend Ben here in the Riverland Roofing Studios. Yeah, you want to decline that.
I don't think it matters either way.
No, I for a second thought that I would get the completion, and I realized, no, you idiot. It's illegal touching. All right, here we go. Where am I going with it? See if you can pick me apart here. Bryson Sanders, Ole Miss starting center, snap the ball.
Why would I let you snap? The glitch or something?
I guess the stadium pulse, the center couldn't hear it. Has there ever been that's going to be fun, like when you're in a stadium where you can't hear anything. You know what I mean? Like it's all on, but y'all have silent stuff. Yeah, you do the clap. I just wanted to, why did I throw short? Why did I throw short on 3rd and 10? Because I'm going for it. No, you're not. You're going to kick it. You're going to make this respectful. We still got a lot of game to play. You know, we're still in the fight. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that sucked, too. Well.
Oh, my gosh. Get out of there. Don't touch it.
Good roll. Who would they have that back returning for Ole Miss?
I don't pay attention.
All right, you last year were on punt. What's your favorite memory of punt?
I think it was... can't remember what game. Maybe Mississippi State when I had like a half tackle.
Heck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Did you like break down good?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was pretty good.
Did you not play both ways in high school?
I did, yeah. I played defense too. Oh, not all the time, but a little
nose,
bit. Short yards, short situation. Yeah, nose.
What's your like? What's your like your favorite defensive moment? Like, what's your moment of glory? Your
state championship game against Marcel Reed. Kind of had like a half tackle that led to a fumble, let us get the ball and went on the win.
Dude.
Yeah.
Did you get a game ball or something?
No.
Dang. They at least put you in paper.
I got this. We got the state championship though.
So yeah, okay. You want a state championship.
Yeah.
So last year on punt got you a half tackle against state in the Egg Bowl.
I think it was against state. I know we forced a fumble against state and I was kind of down there in it. So
yeah,
I'll take it. Yeah.
There was Luke Haas making that catch to convert on third down. That's a really good tight end room. And, of course, it's Luke and it's Daquan. But, like, I've heard nothing, like, from the coaches and stuff, nothing but good things about Hayden Bradley.
Oh, yeah. He's a good person.
Got him. I finally got some pressure.
Yeah.
That's, like, the first time you felt any kind of pressure this entire game. Yeah, but Hayden Bradley, I mean, I've heard a lot of good things about him, too.
Yeah. The tight end room has been really good. A lot of good competition across the whole team.
Okay. Who's a player or players not being talked about enough in your opinion right now, as far as how big you think they'll be for the team next year?
I'm going to go with Lucas, our kicker.
Heck yeah. You're not the first person, Ole Miss player. Man, that was strung out and still got 6 yards. You're not the first Ole Miss coach or player to come in here and mention Lucas. Yeah. Like,
I also live with him right now, so I kind of give him.
You've helped him get acclimated.
Yeah. He's going to be a great kicker, though. Get out there.
The first place you take him to eat when you're introducing somebody to Oxford is what?
I'm just letting you know I'm going for
oh,
it.
Oh, I'd hope so. No, that's okay. Hey, that's all right. Don't let him reset. Hey, that's not your responsibility, man. Your responsibility is
what? What a spin move.
Get there. Is that Caden? Is that Caden or Harrison? Harrison's already made a ridiculously good catch today.
I love Jensei.
Oh, Jensei. The wife and I were going to go there 15-year anniversary. We were going to go either there or Downtown Grill. We never tried Jensei. We ended up going to Downtown Grill. It's sitting right beside Chris Beard on the second night of the NBA draft with Matt Morrell. So you can imagine we had a fun time just talking about us. I fall for that every time. How do I break down correctly?
Grill House is great, too. I mean, there's a lot of good places here.
But what do you get at Jensei? Because we couldn't figure out.
The wings are very good.
The wings?
Yes, they have some of the best.
See, I was just paying attention to the sushi.
They have some of the best wings in Oxford. Oh.
That's just good
defense. But their sushi's good, too.
That's just good defense.
Yeah, that was.
Well, see, like, we couldn't decide. We couldn't decide. We're like, well, do you want to? It's your 15-year anniversary. You know, you really want to have, like, a bad, like. So, no, you're saying that's the spot.
Oh, yeah. I love their wings.
What are the specific wings we getting?
They only have one flavor,
which is wings.
Yes, it's very good.
See, I'm thinking old Coupe de Ville, you know. No sir, you're going for it.
Oh,
this is the game right here. You're not going to lose this game, but if this is to look semi-respectable, I got to get a stop here. Got to have it. Gotta have it. Didn't have it.
Tutty.
Didn't have it. Damian Taylor from Troy, transfer from Troy. He got in there. What do you think of Damian so far? I haven't really asked about him yet. We talked about the other running backs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all the running backs are going to be great. I mean, we got 5-6 options that we can put out there, and I think everyone would feel comfortable with.
Shekai is really friggin' tall. Dude. Mm-hmm. That dude's big.
Yeah, he is.
32. Dadgummit, that was a good chance. And I put on a safety blitz. Did the best I could, but you know what? You do your best to forget the rest. I'll take a 20.
Ran right behind myself.
Hell yeah, you did. And don't act like that wasn't by design either, Bryson. What are the next few weeks coming up going to be like for y'all? Like, I know that a few of them are going to media days, but like fall camp until August.
Yeah, I think we report. I think we report the 29th, the first practice is on the 30th. So these next couple of weeks, we'll just, you know, just continue to lift and run and just get ready for that.
Yeah. What's the, like the opening days of fall camp? What does that typically entail for y'all?
Just a lot of meetings. We usually start off pretty basic with basic install. So it's just, you know, not try to, you know, overdo it on the first day of fall camp. So just kind of easing everything. First couple practices, usually without pads on, just get acclimated. So, and then, you know, at the end of the first week, we'll start to, you know, ramp up a little bit.
Do you know your, do you know your rating on 2K? I mean, not, this isn't 2K, but college football 26?
78.
What do you think of that?
I mean, I can't complain. I haven't played yet. So, I mean, I don't have anything to complain about.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I think I have to.
You have to.
This is the biggest play of the game,
I ran commit.
Now, honestly, I had so many other guys open.
I know. You had a touchdown.
Where? Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, fridge. I just got panicked. I saw Bryson bring the pressure, and I said, oh, so I'm gone. I'm done. That's what I'm running right here. You want to look at it? Here we go. I ain't scared. I'll show you what I'm playing. Hey, look, I'm not getting a snap again. Do I have to call a timeout again?
I don't know. I don't know. Why is it?
It's that stadium pulse of Vaught Hemingway Stadium.
I'll jump off sides for you.
I don't want your pity. I don't want your pity. Oh, and Tyler Banks would not jump off sides. You know what? Watch this. Decline. Because I'm a man of honor.
Maybe that'll fix the glitch.
That's, now you're thinking. Also, I realized that, yeah, that playbook that I thought I used, I didn't use. That said Razorback something or other. Yeah, I totally didn't use the playbook I thought I knew.
There you go.
Break inside. I threw that so early.
How does he drop that?
Because you're playing Ben, and God in the college football 26 gods want to show me mercy, perhaps.
Oh, what a read.
You saw it the whole
what
time. A read. Like, and you broke back on it too.
Oh yeah.
Dead gum. All right. Well, that was my one attempt.
I was blitzing right there too. That was a perfect call. I just read it. I thought I might have picked it off.
That was about the best shot I could have taken running a screen. Not particularly proud of it, but also not ashamed. This is the best play in the playbook, folks. It's going to give us a chance on fourth down. That's all we needed is a chance. That's all we needed was a chance, folks. Oh, well, that's what's so funny, man. It's like you hear any like national people talk about it. Like I saw Circus Sports put y'all's over under at 8.5 wins for next year. I mean, that's about right because you're talking about 9-3, 10-win season, stuff like that. To lose so much, but then – you know, it's just not like it used to be. You know what I mean? Like y'all, the expectation is the same. Y'all go to the portal, get guys that started at Oklahoma State and Penn State and stuff like that. I would assume that they're in the locker room. It is still just like, you know, we're trying to get to the college football playoff. Was that fourth down?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
see, he was about the ball. Bryson took the ball seriously. He was like, hey, look, man, this is a big play. I'm sitting here just going, dabba, 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 you know, like an idiot. 40-12 is not going to be respectable, is all I'm saying. I love a comeback route in this game.
It's very good in this
game. It was funny because Carter Short, who doesn't play it again, doesn't play video games, Ole Miss's long snapper. Great story. Go check that one out. He was here in the Riverland Roofing Studios. I had a great conversation. Also, you're running the score up, you son of a bitch. What happened to respectable? Oh, God.
Daquan.
Can we just take a minute and appreciate it? Like, my guys don't break on the ball. Well, that was quicker than I anticipated.
I almost had a fake field goal right there.
Well, I'm running a safe man. You're better than me. Well, it is also at home. Like, I'll be honest, if I did that exact same thing, which is what I've been doing, except the away team, I don't know, maybe it'd suck. Well, 39-12. I need to score, get a 2-point conversion. 39-20 looks like, you know,
yeah, it looks a little
football
better.
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I should do? Get out of here. You know what I should do? We should trade.
See if I can come back.
Yes. Now, man, if you look at the score, I'm whooping your ass, man.
Oh, they don't have the offensive firepower that Ole Miss has.
I'm going to be honest with you. I played with both of them now, friend. They don't. They really don't. That still doesn't excuse 39-12.
Oh,
I see. It's an inaccuracy.
I keep switching up square and X because that's what it is.
That's the Xbox thing. Yeah. And he's just going bombs away me now. Give him some cushion, folks. Oh, what? What? That's just, you know what? I don't even feel bad. Get your ass. Dude, I don't think I'm ever going to win. I think I'm going to stop playing. I think that's the main thing. Did you go right at me? Did you go right at me? Hey, that used to be Luke Haas's old position, but now it's, you know. I got to learn to play defense. I think that's where I'm at now. Anyway, you said you're rooming with Lucas. First restaurant you introduced him to, which you would always suggest is Jinsei. But how is he kind of acclimated to here, man?
Yeah, I think he's acclimated pretty well. I mean, he's going to be a hell of a kicker for us. He was one of the best in the country last year.
Mm-hmm. Accurate is all get out.
Yeah, very accurate.
That's what Carter was saying. Like, just, you know, and even though I had one coach say, well, we don't know if he can be a kickoff guy or not. Yeah, Carter's like, yeah, he can do that too. I mean, this guy's got a big, big leg. And it's crazy because Caden Davis, man, he's gotten two guys cut already with the Jets.
My guy's doing it. He had a leg too.
Oh, dude, he has. Oh, you had a touchdown. Still got a big play. Oh, what a way to knock it out. Who got that play? Who did that for your Ole Miss Rebels?
I don't know. I wasn't looking.
I don't know who's the starting secondary right now. I don't think Ole Miss does either.
There's a lot of people we brought. I don't even know all of them, to be honest.
Yeah, how many of your teammates do you know? Are you about
everyone 80? On the offense? I know. Okay, I know most everyone on the team except kind of the few guys we brought in the summer, especially on the defensive side.
Sage Ryan back there. That's about right. He'll be the safety spot.
Oh my!
Where'd he go, guys? Oh, wow,
bro, get out of the way! I'm just chucking it up.
Man, how did you let that happen, Ole Miss?
That's kind of crazy. What could
possibly? All right, well, trade it up. No, I'm scoring. I'm scoring with Ole Miss Rebels because you were saying if you can come back. Well, we're not going to let them come all the way back. It's all by design. You see, it's all by design. Yeah. Are you going for two on me?
I got to.
You got to. Come on, Nick Cole. Let's make a play. Come on, Nick Cole. What are you doing? I saw it. I saw it coming, and I couldn't stop it anyway. You know, that's the best part of this for me is like, you know, kind of making the scene, the right thing happening, but you're so shitty at it that you can't stop it anyway.
I know.
Oh, I get to play with Ole Miss this time. Here you go. All right. Well, 39-20 looks more respectable, Bryson. It looks more respectable. But this team, man, y'all, like you, how many? You said you know most of the offense, you know almost all the offensive guys. All right, do you think you'll know all of your teammates by the end of the year?
Oh, 100%. I'll probably know all of them by the end of fall camp.
The offensive line, what happened up there, guys? Bryson, what happened there?
There's blitz too many, then they could block.
You could have just said, you know, the coach who's calling the plays over here is kind of shitty. Got him. Let's go. Oh, Luke's kind of fast on this thing.
Yeah, he is.
Is he kind of quick in real life?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll know all your teammates, though, by the end of the year?
Yeah, 100%.
I was really wanting a DeJean Stribling moment there after we talked him up this whole time. Yeah. Since you talked about how much of a baller he is. If you haven't noticed, I've kind of fallen in love with some RPOs.
They're good.
They actually do work on this game, man. Here you go. Does Ole Miss still? Is it still very heavy RPO variation scheme, or is it? I mean, it's multiple, but like,
yeah. I mean, we do everything.
Here's the thing: is the Ole Miss playbook on here close at all in any way to Ole Miss's playbook in any way?
Because
I'm curious.
I mean, I don't really. I mean, I can't talk about the route trees.
No,
because I have no clue what that is.
Who got a delay a game?
Oh, I think it was two in the morning.
Oh, there we go.
But I mean, I'm assuming the passes are close. But I mean,
like schematically, I mean, from a football player standpoint, when you play this game, there is some real
similarities to all of it. Every team kind of runs similar things. I mean, everyone
that's going to house it.
I mean, everyone runs inside zone. Everyone runs outside zone. Everyone runs screen. So I mean, I think everything is kind of similar to what we do.
Man, maybe I just need to play with Ole Miss the whole time.
Yeah.
Or I will say, Ole Miss is – see, I know I can kick. All right, switch back up. We got to do it right. Because Bryson, as we close this out, has been Ole Miss the entire time. This, again, for all y'all, I can see it over there in the camera. This A is for the Atlanta Braves. You can read it. Bryson and I have already talked about the Atlanta Braves. Hopefully, Ronald Acuna will win the home run derby to give us something to be happy about this year.
I should sell.
What do you sell, though? Like, Ozzy has no value.
Yeah, he's pretty bad right now. I don't know. They should have. I mean, they had the chances in the offseason to get their stuff right.
This is a ball knower. You can tell it. He lives and breathes it. I don't know why I ran a read option with a minute left. Oh, because it doesn't matter.
I mean, they had a great rotation. Just injuries killed them. They should have got more people in the bullpen. Profar getting steroids screwed them a little bit. But, I mean, they had their chances to go out and get a better shortstop.
And they didn't.
A better outfielder. I mean, no offense to, like, Nick Allen, but.
No, he can play a heck of a defensive shortstop.
He
leads insane. Major League Baseball.
He's insane defensively.
Leads Major League Baseball in defensive runs saved at short.
Bats,
no, non-existent.
Yeah.
Non-existent. Do you watch Ole Miss baseball and other sports like that?
I watch them, you know, when they're in the regional and all that. I mean, baseball is just such a long sport. And regular season, it's kind of hard to sit there and watch every game.
Did you play any other sports growing up?
I played baseball growing up, football, and wrestling.
Oh, you wrestled?
In high school, yeah. In middle school, too.
Well, it was only bound to happen, folks. I'm not going to let you take this back. Now, this is where you do the respectful thing and take a knee.
Oh, that's
boring. Or you go for the 50 burger. Yeah, you better go for the 50 burger. So you wrestled, like what's that? What was like? Were you accomplished in it? I mean, how do you get into wrestling? When did that become a thing for you?
Wrestling's fun. My junior year, we won state as a team, so that was fun to be a part of. And the Baylor school I went to, they had one of the most dominant wrestling programs in the country. I mean, we're like top 25 in the country, and. I got to learn from some great wrestlers, some great coaches. So it was just fun to be around wrestling.
And that helps. By the way, I don't know why you didn't throw the triangle because I was trailing him terribly. It was a touchdown over the top, friend. It helps with offensive line play, too. I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand, man.
Yeah, it does 100%. Just leverage and, you know, toughness as well. Wrestling practice is harder than any football practice. I mean, you're in a 100-degree room doing conditioning basically for like 2.5 hours straight. So it's a very hard sport.
Did you ever have a moment of glory in wrestling?
I wrestled a lot in middle school. I wrestled all 3 years in middle school, but kind of stopped in high school to focus on football a little bit. But I decided to do it my junior year because it needed heavyweight. But I mean, I won my match in our state championship. So it was pretty fun.
Yeah. As far as like baseball, I think you could hoop a little bit. Can you hoop at all?
No, I wasn't very good at it, but I was very good. I was actually a pretty good baseball player.
Did you ever get you like a monster, like mammo shot anywhere? You are not coming back for this, son. No.
Oh, he didn't get it. Oh, got it. 50, 50.
Oh, Harrison Wallace, man. Harrison Trey Wallace 50. From Penn State. Well. If it's 52-20 this year, I guess it'll be exactly what Ole Miss fans are looking for. Yeah. This has been Rebel Gamers. This is Bryson Sanders. Thanks so much for coming and hanging out with me, man. Good luck this year. Congratulations on all that you've accomplished so far, man. And again, going into the year as a starter at center, I know you've been waiting for this moment, man. I know you're going to crush it. So congrats. Thanks to him for coming around. This has been Rebel Gamers inside the Riverland Roofing Studios. I still suck at this game. It don't matter if it's new. I know I'm an old man. I can see my mortality. You know what I mean? It's over for me. But not over for Ole Miss and Bryson Sanders. Thanks to him and thanks to Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297. Riverlandroofing.com. We'll see y'all soon.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. Through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.